This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's midnight in Hong Kong. Police are tightening a siege at a university campus. Police in some places swooped in to subdue protesters and make arrests. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Hong Kong.
Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away towards waiting police vans. Thousands of riot and other police have surrounded the campus of the Hong Kong Polytechnic University for the past day, warning students to drop their weapons. But a hardcore group shows no signs of surrender. A student protester who was in contact with friends inside the campus told VOA that as many as several hundred more may be present. The clashes are some of the worst violence since anti-government protests began in Hong Kong 5 months ago. The students are calling for democratic reforms in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Moscow has successfully handed three naval ships back to Ukraine. The ships were captured last year. Ukraine has been pushing for their return as a goodwill gesture from Moscow ahead of a four-way peace summit on eastern Ukraine next month in Paris. Human Rights Watch says the fatal attacks on protesters in Sudan in June may amount to crimes against humanity. The group has released a new report detailing the Sudanese security forces' abuse of protesters. For more news, go to the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.